It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon and definitely time for a V60 pour over coffee experience. And I've got some geisha left. The geisha, the Colombian geisha roasted by Union. So I played with it and I did 2 extractions because I just want to perfect my routine and my pouring in particular of a V60. There's a skill to it. You've got to just pour the right amount of a very thin pour in the right time scale as well with the right amount of water. So out came, of course, Mahario drip scales. They've got a timer and scales all in the same contraption, which is wonderful. So I ground my geisha and I used the grind that I used before, but and I obviously let the temperature of my water come down to 92, because I think with 92 it just excelled last time I used it. So I did that, but it ran a bit fast. Now, is that because my pour is actually too fast? And is my stream a bit too thick? No idea. I just think in 1 minute 47, it was maybe a bit too fast and I overshot with the water amount as well. I was well over 260, so I was on 268. It should be 250. It should yield 200 milliliters in your glass. Obviously, the grinds soak up some of that water. So, you usually kind of brew 250. So, but surprisingly, actually, it tastes quite nice. I let it cool down a little bit because what I wanted to do is I wanted to grind that same geisha just a little bit finer to refine my technique and see if I can prolong this extraction time to about 2 minutes, which I think, I mean, it's all down to mouth preference, what you like in your mouth, what you like to come out of that bean. But I just wanted to do 2. So again, I can do side-by-side comparisons on my palate using the exact same method, the V60-01, so that's just for 1 cup, and keep the water temperature the same, but just try and perfect the pour, because it's all in the pour. You gotta be very skillful. So trying to really be discerning and see which of these really I personally or my palate prefers, that's the test of this afternoon. So I'm gonna drink one more time my first extraction. And it's lovely and fruity. It's actually not as thin as I thought it might be, just because I overshot with the water and because the grind might have been a bit coarser, definitely coarser than my second extraction. And one thing I noticed already, I mean, it's no secret that if you let the brew cool down well into its 50s, as opposed to tasting it when it's in its 60s C, it just is the right temperature to try. Then even if it goes lower down, it just becomes fruitier, nicer, and, well, all the notes and fragrances can come through much, much better. So let me see what the temperature is like of my second brew. Ah, it's actually just the right temperature. And I will say it's a better, more complex, fuller mouthfeel for sure. So let me remind you, the grind was a bit finer. My pour, I took longer in my pour. So the brewing time was actually 2 minutes, 4 seconds. And I really timed it well with my pour as well. I had 252, to be precise, milliliters that I poured and that went through the grind down into the little can that catches the brewed coffee. And I will say that my second extraction, for my palate, for my liking, is nicer. And it's nicer because the fruitiness still comes through, the mouthfeel is a bit heavier, and it just is a nicer drink. Let me just have another sip of that. Most definitely. Ah, it is so nice and fruity, and the fragrance is, it's like floral. It's very floral at the same time. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful bean. Now, it's not the youngest. It was roasted on the 22nd of April. And what are we today? A month on almost. But I kept it really nicely, tightly packed away, and I've used it for the last kind of 2 weeks now, and it is a lovely bin. I don't have much left, but I'm really happy that this experiment paid off. You just gotta be so precise with your grind, with your pouring technique, and you can only get better and better and better by doing it and having fun and testing your palate and seeing what you actually prefer. Ooh, Coffee Mama Jumbo is having a good afternoon with the geisha.